Available at his campus office at 217-328-2323.
58 degrees at 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. A Clinton woman convicted in the drowning deaths of her three children will be paroled from prison. Illinois Department of Corrections spokesman Derek Schnapp says Amanda Hamm will leave the DeWitt Correctional Center later today. Hamm was convicted of child endangerment in 2006 in the deaths of 6-year-old Christopher Hamm, 3-year-old Austin Brown, and 23-month-old Kylie Hamm. She also served almost 5 years of a 10-year sentence. Hamm's boyfriend, Maurice Legrone Jr., is serving a life sentence after being convicted of first-degree murder. Prosecutors say the 32-year-old Hamm and Legrone plotted to drown the children in Clinton Lake. They claim the deaths were accidental. After a year of committee meetings and public forums, the Champaign School District finally got a look last night at the comprehensive plan to improve the district. The new 15-year strategic plan calls for better school buildings, staff, and educational programs, among other things. Unit 4 School Board President David Tomlinson says the plan is ambitious but attainable.
We should want the best from our school district. Is it costly? Looking down through there, there are some things that are costly and there are some things that are not. Anytime you deal with the facility is costly. If you're going to add 100 persons to the staff, that's costly. I don't see that happening with some of the recommendations. I think there's some things that we need to look at to cost out, because that's the critical. A foreign language, for example, implementing foreign language at lower grade levels.
The plan recommends offering foreign language classes at the elementary school level. Other priorities of the Unit 4 long-range strategic plan are better discipline, improved relations within the community, and a longer school day. The school board is scheduled to vote on the plan next Monday. Indiana's Commission on Higher Education wants state-supported colleges and universities to graduate 10,000 more students each year. That would be about a 33% increase, and the commission says the state needs to do that to keep up with other states. The commission's plan calls for ensuring not only that students can afford college, but also that they leave on time with degrees. The goal is to place Indiana among the top 10 states in the nation for degree completion in 2012. Already, Indiana ranks 10th in the nation with 62% of its high school grads enrolling in college, but they fall behind once on campus. Only 36% graduate in 4 years, 57% within six. Substance abuse treatment facilities are still reeling from massive budget cuts over the summer in Illinois. In addition to layoffs and a scale back of programs, there may be other unintended consequences of the cuts, as Jillian Dooley reports.
Bruce Carter is the executive director of the Wells Center in Jacksonville. It offers residential and outpatient detox programs and prevention services. He says the treatment budget at the Wells Center was reduced by 40% this summer, totaling more than $640,000. He says the center will have to lay off 15 employees at the end of November if the cuts aren't restored. But he says another consequence of the cuts is the difficult spot it puts the court system in.
Any juveniles that are being referred by the court system will be a priority that we will try to get in as soon as possible. But just at some point, they will just have to wait longer for services.
A spokesman for the governor's office says the cuts were difficult decisions, and despite the reductions to substance abuse treatment, money for AIDS research and rape crisis centers was spared. House lawmakers are returning to Springfield this week for a special session, but there's no guarantee money will be restored. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The state's announced closure of Kickapoo State Park has some local officials seeking alternative means of funding the facility. It's one of 11 state parks scheduled to close November 1st because of budget cuts. Vermilion County Conservation District Director Ken Consis says while his staff would be able to manage the 2,800-acre site, he says the dollars to operate it would likely have to come from somewhere else. The Conservation District's tax levy is at nearly 10 cents, the maximum allowed by law, and already operates four parks of its own. Consis says a number of visitors make their way to his facilities as well as the state's.
They have the campground at Kickapoo. I have none here. I plan not to build one. We have one at the southern end of the county. They've got mountain bike trails. I don't here, but I've got things that they don't have either. So we work real well together.
Consis says state lawmakers like Representative Bill Black are looking for ways to keep Kickapoo open, but Consis also plans to meet with Vermilion County board members and Danville Mayor Scott Eisenhower with hopes of finding a new funding solution collectively. The county board is expected to vote on a resolution tonight opposing the state's decision to close Kickapoo State Park. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Support for programs comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings every Saturday from 2 to 6, and beer and spirit tastings on Sundays from 3 to 5. Information at thecorkscrew.com.
9:35, and we check in with meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Cooler tonight. We get down to the low 40s, and I guess we can give the air a break, at least until later on in the week.
Well, northern Illinois, low 40s. We'll probably be mid to upper 40s here. We'll have a low in the 40s.
Low in the, yes. Yeah. Correct. I stand corrected.
Well, I have to be technical because
I understand.
I'm in that area. One thing, too, if you have any technical questions about weather or astronomy, we'll have Sky Guys on during the 1 o'clock hour of the afternoon magazine today. I'll be joined by Dave Leake, the coordinator of the William M. Starkel Planetarium at Parkland College, and he and I get together a few times a year to talk about things in the sky, weather and astronomy. So it's your chance to talk to us. We call ourselves the Sky Guys on this show, and we'll be glad to take your questions during the 1 o'clock hour of the afternoon.